Okay, we are holding in the very last siman in Hilchos Tefillin, Mem Hei. Says the Mechaber, Osir likanes lebeis hakvoros o betoch arba amoshel meis. You can't go into a cemetery or within Daled Amos. We'll see why it wasn't combined into one statement. Tefillin b'rosh mishum lo eig l'rosh. It's considered to be mocking the dead. The dead are no longer able to... mocking the poor, I'm sorry. They're not able to do mitzvahs anymore. So you're mocking them because they're poor and they can't get the sense of a mitzvah. But if your tefillin are covered, then it would be allowed. Mishnah speaks out, Sivkat Nalev, Bebesa Kavoros, Bafila Toch Daled Amos, Shalmokom, Hascholos HaKavorim, even to go within Daled Amos, 7 feet and 3 inches, within the beginning of the place where the Kavorim start, Gan Kimosa, it's also prohibited. Ileka Mechitza Mafsekis, but unless it's like a wall or a fence or something that would separate from where the beginning of it is, then you can go right up next to it. Ha'adalo, Arev, Biyachad, Biyomer, why didn't combine the Mechaber, didn't put these two statements say like this? Also, like toch dal amos shall kever o shall mace. Why did it say you can't walk in within dal amos? It says das hamogin avram de bo rami de mokam base of kavoros with name osir afilu rochok dal amos min kever, because he's choshe for the shita of the what's called mogin avram that holds even once you're in there you can't go within dal amos. Of the, you have to separate even within, once you're in the, inside the cemetery. The Yish Makim is there. Some so lie to as long as not within the Daled Amos of the actual graves itself. I'm Ibir Halacha, Ve'emtsa, Besa Kavoros. If you're in the middle of the cemetery, Sheish Kavorim, Soviv, near the Yish Lahachmir, Afilu Rochog, Daled Amos, Min HaKever. In this case, if you're walking in, you should not wear the tefillin in. Even if you are technically Daled Amos from the grave, Masha'enkin besof basic kavaros. This would not be the case if you're at the edge of the cemetery, meaning, let's say, it's a large plot, but they're not being used right. You know, they're not, they're just, you know, it's reserved for future. The Ein Sham Kavarim, right? They're not, there is no technically graves right now. Rock, Hukta Hakarkal Kavarim. It's designated this land in the future will be at the end of 120 years. This will be the place where people are going to be buried. Ein Lahachmir. In this case, you don't have to be machmir medina richuk Daled Amos min hakever, to separate Daled Amos from there. The afal pichein nochon, it's correct, shol yichnos klal b'tefillin shebarosho kol shehu lifnim mechitzas beis hakevoros. Even though technically you could, it's proper not to go in once you're inside the boundary, the mechitza of where the cemetery begins. Shema yiskari b'toch Daled Amos shel eiz hakever b'lidas. Maybe accidentally you won't realize, and you will come within Daled Amos of one, so best practice is not to do it at all. In Beis is Betoch Arba Amos. Because of Hateres Zekenim, the Chol Oso Cheder Shameis Munach Bo Choshu Kedal Amos Shameis. So let's say if you're in a large room and the body is in there, but you're outside of your plaster Daled Amos of the body, but you're in the same room. It's like a 20 by 20 room or something like that. Still, he says that Cheder is called Daled Amos. One should not go into that room, even if they're not within the little Daled Amos of them. Umagin Giborim Cholik Alav. He argues on this. He argues this. The Teres Zakenim said not to. The Magin Gorim is Cholik on this because of the Eino Toyface Rock Daled Amos Ein Sham. Really, it's just within the four Amos. In the back, and then the Dirsh bring in foot number one from the Chazon Ish. Shel Inyan Ze Lo Amrin and Kula Beiso. Daled Amos. We don't say in this case that like the whole house is like Daled Amos. We did see that Heter earlier in Atilas Yadayim, right? If you remember that. Omnam the Inyan Isra Chilif Nehames, but from eating in front of a mace that's in Yoredea, Shin Mem Aleph, Shigam Hu Mitmai Mitam Loigrei. That's also mocking them. So Kosov Chazan Ish Shehu Nohei Bechol Acheder. That applies to the entire room. Shemeis Nimzabo Afin Michutz LaArba Amos Avasam Shlarchion Pischei Chuva Kosov Shedav Zetoli B'Machloikes Hataz V'Hashach. Okay, now we go back into the Mishnah Berurah. It says Vafilu Kever Shel Koton. And even if Rachman Tzlan was a small child, Shadayin Lo Higil Lechlal Mitzvah, he never got to the age of Bar Mitzvah, so you're not technically mocking him. It's a machlokus in the Rishonim, where he had to understand the nature of the chiyuv of chinuch. We assume it's usually on the parent to mechanech the child. This child never had a chiyuv bichlal. Still, don't wear tefillin in front of the cotton. Afilu hachi ein liknos sham tefillin roshim mishum lo eg l'rash. And we saw this idea from the in Hilchos Tzitzis, which we learned earlier, about not walking in the cemetery with them. So what's the din by the Kotan? So in the Dirshi number 2, he says, Mitam Adover Nira Vesim Shehu Kemosha Kosov La'el, we said earlier in Chav Gimel, Le'inyan Tzitzis, Dechoshin Sheme Nishmas Adam Godol Hu. That we don't understand the secrets of how Hashem runs the world and how Gigulim, reincarnations, work. It certainly is an Inyan. The Ramban discusses it on his commentary in the Torah, the Arizal, the Vilna Gaon, Baal Shem Tov. It's brought down. It's in legitimate Torah sources, but we don't know. Right? So, but this Katan, this child who passed away before the age of Bar Mitzvah, could have been an exalted neshama. So therefore, it would not be proper to wear tefillin in front of it. Okay, Sivkat and Gimel Mutter, that you're allowed to tzorech shigam haratzuos tehiyen mechusas. Not only does the tefillin have to be covered for you to go in, the ratzuos should be covered as well. The fikach afa pishem mutter lichnos betefillin sheliad. You could because it's covered. So that brings down that one should cover the ritzuos. Now again, the hands covered anyway, but even the ritzuos should be covered as well. Okay, next bays. The base of Mercha, it's a bathhouse. So there's really three parts to how they used to structure it. The outer part, everyone's really basically clothed. In the second room, when people were starting to get undressed, and in the third one, people were completely undressed. So he said like this: Beis hachitzon shekol ha'omdim bo hein levushim. In the outer room, where everyone is, yes, we're in clothing. Yechol nahaniach sham betefil nechatchila. You could go into that place lechatchila with your tefillin on. Beis ha'emtzi. In the second, the middle room, shemiktas bnei adam omdim sham levushim. Miktasam arumi. Some are dressed, some are undressed. Ein yochel lahanicham lechatchila. You can't put them on lechatchila. Im haya barosho, but if they are on already, right? So then ein etzarich lechatzon. You don't have to take them off. Beis ha'penimin. In the inner most room, shekola oimdim shama room, every there is unclothed, afilu hayibirosho tzorech lahachtam. Then first you would have to take them off. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkot and Dalid, bayis achitzon, shedarkam haya la'acher shalavshu hacholuk b'beis ha'imtzui. After you take off your clothing in the middle room, leilich l'beis achitzon, ligmar halavisha. You go into the outer one. I'm sorry, you put it on, right? You put it on, you're sure in the middle, and you go out of the room to finish it off. Because there's some room in the middle room, some people are naked. Yesh amrim de'im ato ein sham adam arum, but if right now there is no one there who is naked, mutul haniach bo tefillin ivarech. You could, yes, put on tefillin with a bracha. Yesh oshim, some say, don't do it. Kevan shemakam leyucha lezeh. This is a place that's designated for people to get undressed. Din mercha tzalav miktsos. Also, so it has like a din of a bathhouse. Beis ha-tevila, right? The actual place where people do toivel in the mikveh, mashma betaz, simpe dala, the din, beis ha-emtzi yesh lo l'chol dover, has the status of this middle room. Rak birchas ha-tevila, but only the bracha on tevila, mut levarech bo. That's the only bracha one could make is to be toivel. Ayin sham betam, look there for the reason. Hamagin avram, besimen zeh, mashma de be'ein bo adam orum. If there is no one there who is unclothed, mut l'hanich bo tefilin ulevarech. You could, yes, put on your film with a bracha. The davka b'merchatz hechmiru. No, it's specifically merchatz that this place, the bathing house. That's where very strict. Why? Afal pi she'ein sham unknowns there. Mishum shezuhum also rabo. It's got this type of noxious fumes and odors and steam. Be'hevel hachamin is from the hot steam that comes from all the shvitz and everything. Shemishtam shimbo. Okay, because of the use of it, therefore the place itself is inherently problematic. Ma she'ein kim b'mikveh, but a mikveh is not like that. And people just go in, they get undressed, they tov, and they come back out. Okay, if you pour hot water into the mikveh, that's something to look into. But if someone is unclothed in this place, also likanes bo betefillin v'kisvei kodesh, you can't bring tefillin there, you can't bring svarim in there. But also lama lifnei Hashem orum, because you can't stand in front of a Hashem while you're unclothed. It's interesting, in the Dirshu 6 over here, he brings about V'chein l'gabi nero Shabbos. The same thing would apply, again, because there's a mitzvah over here. So, Kosta Hermalakam and Simon Ayin Reish Hey. Again, we don't want to spell it out in the regular order for what that would imply. Shinohagul l'chasos es ha'yelad in l'katan b'fneihem shalo ya'amdu k'negdam arumim. That you should cover the kids without running in front of the Shabbos candles while they're unclothed. Mishum bizui mitzvah. Because it's considered to be disrespectful to them. So, therefore, that's the same thing over here. I in the comments, Simon Pei Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah, the Inyan Zev. Okay, last, what's it called? Vav. Bayis HaPanimi, they're in the inner room. In this case, even if there is no one, again, the whole machlok is in the middle room. But now, the innermost room, even if there's no one is unclothed there, there's a lot of this, like we said, the noxious odors and the steams. It's an unpleasant place. So one is not allowed to. That's not allowed. Okay. Fine. So then that actually ends all of the Hilchos Tefillin we've been zoiche to learn together. Maybe just to end off with a machshava that in Likutei Sichos in Chaf Aleph, the Lubavitch Rebbe discusses what the connection is to Tefillin to the month of Elul, right? In Yonah Dioma, and there's a Zohar in Parshas Shmos that says that Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yose used to tie knots to help them remember something. And averus come from a place of shichacha, that we forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tying of the kesharim of these knots help us to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's the ilna of the kesharim. We've spent so much time learning about the correct way to do that and the placement of the knots. We had the zechus to learn that those sugyas. But the kesher really is to remind ourselves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tanya in the Igeres HaTshuvah says that a kesher, a knot, is formed when something was broken. And sometimes when a knot becomes broken, you have to redo the knot two or three times in that place to strengthen it. So if a person was accustomed to only learning one page of Gemara, they're going to start learning two pages of Gemara because they're going to tighten it up. They're going to make a knot. And that's part of the teshuva process, that the kisharim are a chelik of it. It's supposed to help us to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the remembrance will help us to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be zoiche to a kesiva v'chasima toiva. Okay. Mirat Hashem, the next year we will start Hilchos Brachos Simen Mem Vav.